Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to The Buckmaster Show. It is the midweek edition. It's Wednesday, the 16th of May, 2012. The flagship of Buckmaster is KVOI AM 1030, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, with our simulcast covering all of Cochise County and Southeast Arizona on KAPR AM 930 in Douglas. We live stream the show at my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and you can hear our program anytime, anywhere in the world on one of three websites. Again, buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com, all carrying our program. We are live Monday through Friday, noon to 1. We'll get things rolling this Wednesday afternoon. Joan Lionetti is with me in studio. She's founder and head of the award-winning organization known as Tucson Clean and Beautiful. 20 minutes past the hour, some spectacular sky events are coming up, actually in the next few weeks, including a partial lunar eclipse. I think it's partial this weekend, but David Levy, Comet Discoverer, will tell us all about it. He will set me straight on the exact timing of that. 20 minutes past the hour, do you love companion animals like I do? Well, veterinary rehab specialist Sherry Jersic of the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson will join us for our monthly segment on our friends, the companion animals. And we'll close out the show talking about nutrition with Jack Chalam. He's our nutrition reporter, and he has good news for shingles sufferers. Thank goodness. I have never had shingles, but people who have say you don't want it. We encourage you to be part of the conversation. Call us on the Buckmaster Show, live line 790-2040. We take emails at buckmastershow.com, or you can use our Facebook page. And let's get things rolling right now, talking about Tucson Clean and Beautiful and Trees for Tucson, winning a top award, really the highest honor, the Gold Leaf Award from the International Society of Arboriculture. Did I get that right,
Joan? Arboriculture.
Arboriculture, the Western chapter, in recognition of the success of the YARDS program. YARDS stands for Youth Achieving Resource Development Skills. And joining me now in studio, Joan Lionetti, founder and executive director of Tucson Clean and Beautiful. And this is an organization that has done such wonderful work in this community since 1985, really the flagship for community-based environmental volunteer efforts in the Tucson metro area. And Joan and I both love trees.
We absolutely do.
We do, and there aren't enough of them in Tucson. And so often the trees are treated as an amenity here rather than an essential. Would you agree?
An essential necessity.
Why is that? We're in the desert. The trees are what we need.
Well, you know, if we're looking at urban heat islands and climate change, we certainly need to be proactive in not only the preservation of our trees, but increasing our landscape, which also has a value economically. I mean, I think when you look at economic development in our community and look at the way our roadways have looked for the past year, that
wow.
You see the significance, Bill.
Well, you know the way I feel about some of these medians, and supposedly there's good news. You say you've seen a little bit of a difference. The city is out. There's some money to kind of clean up these medians.
Yes. There's been funds allocated to the streets department to focus on and prioritize cleaning up the medians. And once they're cleaned up and put back into shape and the water turned back on so that we're watering our vegetation.
You told me before we went on that the water was turned off.
The water was turned off.
Yeah,
because
we're like in a
costs.
Drought, too. Can you imagine what that's doing
right,
to the trees?
Right. But I think now we're doing a turnaround. We have a new acting director in the streets department, Lucy Amperano, and she is very, very proactive and committed to our community. And I've seen incredible results in her short period of being on board.
We'd love to hear from you, 790-2040. Do you have a favorite median? I guess that maybe favorite isn't the right word, but is there somewhere that you notice that needs immediate attention? Joan Lionetti is with me from Tucson Clean and Beautiful. And Joan, I was telling you before we went on the air that every day I drive by on my way to work, because I live in that area, that Fort Lowell and Swan area by the Plaza Palomino, it really is bad news, that median there. And that's a kind of a high-end kind of shopping area there. And just to leave that, and I hope somebody is maybe listening that can get that on the list of for the crews to go out and take care of that. I mean, it really, you have probably seen a few of the terrible medians.
I will certainly get hold of Lucy when I get back.
Oh, that would be nice. Thanks.
Her office happens to be next to me.
Nice to know people in important places. I want to recognize you for the Yards program. This is something that you received this national award. Tell me a little bit about that program, Yards.
Well, we have been talking about cleanup and medians. We've been working with the Pima County Juvenile Probation Department, the Crew Division, with Dave Staddle for about 15 or 16 years doing cleanups and having the kids out for recycling electronics and other recycling projects and community projects. And I had talked to Dave way back in 2005, and I felt that if these kids weren't given job skills in some way, they're going to be back doing the same thing on adult probation. And the importance to me of trees in our community precipitated my writing a landscape training program specifically designed for the juveniles on probation, with their probation officers choosing and selecting the kids. And that kind of started the ball rolling. Well, I never got it funded in 2006. And finally, in 2009, I was able to get the Wolfslager Foundation, who had allocated another grant previously for one of our community projects in one of the parks, they were very interested in funding the program. And not only did they fund it in 2010, Bill, but they also gave us a challenge grant.
Great.
And this year, this is our third year, they've requested that we submit another grant application. So I think they're pleased with their foundation money being used so wisely.
And these kids, these youth at risk, is it right? You've graduated 50 so far?
50 students.
So they come out of this program with landscaping skills, and there is something that these young people can apply for jobs in the landscape industry.
Can apply for jobs. Also, one of the directory results has been that the juvenile court recognized the need for a job training and development specialist for the kids on probation. And we've been working with Jack Forrester over at the juvenile court to make sure that our community and industry knows about these kids being trained and qualified to do landscaping, whether it be in city or private companies.
Well, it's a great program, and the classes, I guess, are conducted at several locations around town, right?
It's all partnerships, mm-hmm, that has made it successful, and we have been using Pima County Extension Service and the Ag Center, U of A Ag Center on Campbell, as well as the Tucson Botanical Gardens. And all of our instructors are professional. We have several professors from the U of A instruct. We have certified arborists and industry leaders.
Well, that's great. It's called the Yards Program, now in its third year, and Joan Lionetti from Tucson Clean and Beautiful received an award over in the Monterey Bay area recently for this and the recognition, and we congratulate you on that. For the folks who many of us know about Tucson Clean and Beautiful, what is the difference then with Trees for Tucson, that arm of – it is an arm of Tucson Clean and Beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Trees for Tucson was started in 1989, and our original goal was to have a tree planted for every person in Pima County and in the city of Tucson. Well, the reality of that became once you start going out and digging in the desert, that it was going to be a little slower than our original goal. But the Trees for Tucson program has been highly successful, and our main partner has been Tucson Electric Power, who came on board in 1993. And we have an energy conservation program with them where we provide trees for residents if they plant them on the east-west side of their homes to reduce the use of, ultimately, of air conditioning, and which will reduce fossil fuels.
Well, how many trees have you planted since 1989?
We've planted approximately 85,000 trees.
That's fantastic. And is this a variety of trees that
they're
do
desert,
well here?
Yes. They're mm-hmm. desert and desert-adapted trees.
Did you say that they will provide – is there a cost to the – or is that free of charge to a homeowner?
There's a cost. Okay. We deliver the trees. They're 5-gallon trees. They're guaranteed. They're provided with – we provide instruction as to how to plant them and care for them. And there is a charge of $8 per tree.
And how do people get involved with that?
They contact 791-3109, or they go online, Trees for Tucson, and they can find an application. They have to submit an application and show us where they're going to be planted and provide other information. In addition, we've recently signed a contract with Trico for a similar program. So the Trico customers out there can also apply.
And they have to be planted, you said, on the certain – did you say the
yes,
east?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
In other words, reducing the intensity of the sun.
It does make a difference. Thank goodness we have some beautiful trees around our property, and I think it does help to lower the energy bills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Trees for Tucson and Tucson Clean and Beautiful doing some very good things, and we congratulate you on the Yards program. What's next for Tucson Clean and Beautiful? What's your main goal right now?
Well, our main goal is working. I sit on the city manager's committee to clean up the city. And, of course, these medians have been a major issue. And
have you ever seen it this bad?
No, never.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've been with Tucson Clean and Beautiful 25 years, and I've never seen it this bad. But we are now finally becoming very proactive, and we're looking at the corridors. And we've also cleaned up one of a vacant lot that was full of weeds and buffle grass mm-hmm. removal on the corner of Tucson Boulevard and Irvington, and have revegetated it with low water desert vegetation. And so we're looking at particular projects, cleaning up and then providing enhancement projects.
Did they get to the area by the airport yet? So when people first come to town?
That committee with the Chamber of Commerce, that's through the Chamber of Commerce. They're still working on their planning for that particular, but they have raised funds to go forward with that.
Good, because, you know, you fly into Tucson for the first time and you see medians that look really tacky, for want of another.
Yeah, that's
a
good word.
That's just not what we want for our visitors, the first impression. Joan Lionetti, always a pleasure to have you with us on the Buckmaster Show.
Always a pleasure to be here, Bill.
Thanks. Tucson Clean and Beautiful's Joan Lionetti. She does great work. It's a great organization. We will be back. David Levy is standing in the wings. He will be telling us about the eclipse coming up Sunday. That's coming up on the Buckmaster Show.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways, with more than a dozen projects underway, including the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
One of Broadway's biggest hits is here. Disney and Cameron Mackintosh's Mary Poppins, live on stage. Variety raves Mary Poppins is the rare touring production that over-delivers at every level. And now is your chance to experience it.
Disney's Mary Poppins, May 16th through the 20th at the Tucson Music Hall. Tickets start at $29. Purchase tickets at BroadwayInTucson.com or call 1-800-745-3000.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for biodevelopment. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of Buckmaster is presented by our friends at Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Boy, if you like to look at the stars, the sky, you have a real treat coming up this Sunday. There'll be a partial solar eclipse. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line, Dr. David Levy, who is our contributor on science. He's the former science editor of Parade Magazine, now Heads Up, and is the founder, along with his lovely wife, Wendy, the Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. David Levy is one of the most successful comet discoverers in history. He has 23 still looking for that 24, so we can shorten our intro, David Levy, and say two dozen. Yep. How are you, David?
I'm well, Bill. Good to speak with you again.
Yeah, as I recall, is this the first such eclipse of its kind that will be visible in the United States since 1994?
Yes, it is. It's the kind of eclipse is that this is an annular eclipse or a ring of fire eclipse in which the moon being near its apogee or farthest point from the Earth is smaller apparently than the sun is, so that even where it completely covers the sun, there will not be a total eclipse. Instead, there will be a ring of sunlight around the smaller moon, and so we call it an annular eclipse. And my wife and I will be in Albuquerque to see it with our daughter, son-in-law, and grandchildren on Sunday, late Sunday afternoon.
And we do want to mention, David, that the Saguaro National Park west of Tucson at the Visitor Center there is hosting an eclipse party, and they'll be having special eclipse shades. So you do need, special eye gear, huh?
Yes, you do, because this is a partial eclipse. And whenever there's a partial eclipse, it is extremely important to protect your eyes, because even a brief look at the sun during the eclipse can cause blindness. So you just have to be careful to wear one of these protective glasses when you look at the sun. I think that's very extremely important to know. The Saguaro National Park is doing something. Also, there'll be something at the University of Arizona on the mall. The Tucson Amateur Astronomy Association is going to have telescopes there that will allow people to look at the sun in safety through telescopes at the University of Arizona Mall, so that people can go there as well to see this event.
David, you have 35 books, to your credit, that you are the editor of, and I think you've got a book about eclipses, don't you?
Yes, I do. It's called David Levy's Guide to Eclipses, Occultations, and Transits, and it's available from Cambridge University Press, and it's actually done pretty well, and it'll become very valuable in the next few days as people learn about eclipses. It's published by Cambridge University Press, My Guide to Eclipses.
Let's take a quick question, David, if you don't mind. Lauren is on the Buckmaster Show live line. Go ahead, Lauren. You're with David Levy.
Thank you, Bill. I had a real quick question. If David just mentioned that the moon would be at apogee, I thought we just had a fabulous giant moon or large moon at perigee very recently, where it seemed to be, 14% brighter, 7% larger. So I'm a little confused about that.
Well, okay, I can explain that. When when that so-called supermoon came up, it was, as you say, 14% brighter or larger than it is when it's at its minimum. But the moon as it orbits the Earth goes fairly quickly from its perigee to apogee, its farthest position to closest position, and back again. And 2 weeks after the perigee full moon, we're going to have an apogee new moon, and the eclipse will take place with the moon at apogee. So that can change pretty quickly. It's only a couple of days when the moon is at its farthest or closest position from the Earth. Good question, though.
All right. The eclipse will be at its best, David, at 6:40 p.m. This Sunday. David, quickly, about the transit of Venus, is that mid-June? What day is that?
Yes, it's June the 5th, preceded on a couple of days earlier by a partial eclipse of the moon, which you will be able to see in the pre-dawn hours on the morning of the 4th. And then on the 5th of June, around mid-afternoon, the planet Venus starts its run across the sun. It will take about 6 hours, although from Tucson, the planet Venus will actually still be on the solar disk at sunset. So we won't see the whole thing, but we'll see a good portion of it.
You know, the transit of Venus really is a big deal. I was reading, there's a new book out about when it happened in the late 1700s. It really opened kind of the age of exploration, didn't it?
Yes, it did. It was Edmund Halley was the first person to suggest that transits of Venus could be used to measure the distance between the Earth and the Sun, although that didn't quite work out because of this teardrop effect that made it very difficult to time the beginning and the end of the transit. However, historically, transits of Venus are extremely important. Walt Whitman said in one of his poems, "Give me the splendid silent sun with all his beams full dazzling." We're going to have the splendid silent sun for two major events coming up, an eclipse of the sun this Sunday and a transit of Venus on the 5th of June. So this is definitely a time to go out and get familiar with the sun and protect your eyes and enjoy these events.
David, you and Wendy have a safe trip to Albuquerque, and we are always delighted to have you on this program. Thank you, David.
Thank you so much for this interview.
All right. David Levy with us. At least once a month we have David with us on the Buckmaster Show. As we come up now to the halfway point of this midweek Wednesday edition, one of my favorite topics coming up. I love animals. We'll talk about companion animals next on the Buckmaster Show.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Closing arguments scheduled for tomorrow at the North Carolina trial of two-time Democrat presidential candidate John Edwards. Jury deliberations expected to start the following day. FBI Director Robert Mueller says the Bureau has launched a preliminary investigation of J.P. Morgan Chase after that $2 billion trading loss at the bank. Police believe a New Jersey airport security supervisor purchased a birth certificate and Social Security number 20 years ago from an intermediary who had bought them from a man who was later killed. They suspect that's how the Nigerian man assumed the name of Jerry Thomas and hid the fact that he was here illegally. On Wall Street, heading into the final half hour of trading, the Dow is down about 18 points, the NASDAQ off 19, the S&P 4 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50-plus housing awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union, improve your financial life.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than two dozen on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook. With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already, two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 1234 on our flagship station, KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. Well, once a month, we focus on animal care issues here on the Buckmaster Show. This segment is about animal care, specialty animal care, presented by Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, an award-winning facility. They're open 24/7, and they are recognized as the best place in Southern Arizona to bring your sick or injured pet, located at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road, and on the web at vscot.com. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, specialty vets for special pets. And joining us on this month's animal care segment is Sherry Jersick. Sherry is part of the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson's Companion Animal Rehabilitation Therapy Program. Sherry has worked in the veterinary profession for nearly 30 years, and she has been working in primary care, specialty care, and emergency medicine. Sherry, how are you today?
I'm doing good today. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and I'm very curious about companion animal rehabilitation. What are we talking about here, Sherry?
Well, companion animal rehabilitation is the same thing as physical therapy is for people. So we use a lot of the same treatments and modalities and a lot of the same training that a human physical therapist would use. It's just called something different. Physical therapy is a protected word, so they can legally only use it if they are a human physical therapist. So we call our version of it animal rehabilitation.
This is a specialty. I imagine this is a very specialized field that you have entered into, and you have to be completely certified, right? What is that process like?
Well, to be certified in rehabilitation, you either have to be a veterinarian, a veterinary technician, a physical therapist, or a licensed physical therapy assistant. It is the one area of veterinary medicine that we actually collaborate and work with the human side of medicine, so we're getting their input and working together as a team. Once you are accepted into the program to become certified in rehabilitation, there's actually two places you can go through training programs. One is through the University of Tennessee. The one I went to is the Canine Rehabilitation Institute based in Florida. So in addition to our regular veterinary training, we take some intensive training in modalities such as, you know, the tools that the trade that we use and the equipment we use and the proper techniques for using those and the precautions so we're not using improper techniques or guidelines on the animals. We also take advanced anatomy and physiology, gait analysis. It's a pretty intense training program just to make sure that we are actually able to assess our patients and give them the best care possible.
We are speaking with Sherry Jersick. She's part of the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson's Companion Animal Rehabilitation Therapy Program. Sherry, what are the similarities between the animal companion animal rehabilitation and a human going through physical therapy?
They are actually very comparable. So most of the time, the same things that you would go to physical therapy for would be some of the same things that we would have an animal, a dog or a cat, come in for rehabilitation for. So we can treat for chronic conditions such as arthritis and pain, weakness. So, you know, if you're a senior and you're going to physical therapy just to keep your muscle mass going so you're able to function day to day, we do the same thing for animals. We do post-surgical care to help the animals bounce back from their procedures quicker and get back to a normal life. And then we also do conditioning, which is something the human physical therapists don't do. They would send you to a personal trainer. But we actually do that for animals as well. So if you have an animal that is active or competes in agility or any of those other sports, we actually can help condition that animal for the sport. A lot of the equipment we use is the exact same equipment that you would see at your physical therapist. So it's very common for somebody to bring their dog or cat for rehabilitation and say, that's the same machine my therapist uses, because a lot of them are. We use ultrasound machines. We use laser. We use the electrical stim units. We use the hot and cold. We use a lot of the same, the Bosu, the exercise balls and peanuts, the TheraBands. So there'd be a lot of similarities in what we do to what, you know, comparing it to what you would do if you went to physical therapy.
You know, one of the things, I'm a cat person, Sherry, and I've had cats all my life. And when they start to age, of course, it's like humans. They start to slow down a bit. And I always notice the jumping ability, jumping up to the bed, can become a little more difficult. Can therapy help that?
Rehabilitation therapy is wonderful for cats, especially senior cats that are aging. There was a recent study done, and it actually showed that about 95% of the cats over 8 years old actually have arthritic changes. They just don't show the signs as much as dogs do. So in what you might see in a cat who's having some of these pain issues and arthritic issues are just not wanting to jump up on the furniture anymore, maybe laying around a little bit more. A lot of the times, inappropriate urination is attributed to that because it's too painful for them to climb into the litter box and use it. So we have a lot of things we can use in rehabilitation that will help a cat with pain. And laser therapy is one of the best things we can do for a cat to help with the pain and the inflammation. We still give exercises for owners to do with cats at home, knowing that cats aren't as, you can't make a cat do anything because cats, you know, pretty much run the house. So we have to convince them to do things that are going to be for their benefit. And most of the time that could be with food or with games. But there's a lot of benefit you can get from rehabilitation for a cat. It's very common to start rehab therapy for pain and arthritis in senior cat and notice that they can jump up on the couch to lie down again and that they are a little more mobile and seem to be their quality of life is greatly increased.
We're speaking with Sherry Jursak, and she is part of the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson's Companion Animal Rehabilitation Therapy Program. And with cats and dogs, usually after they've been asleep for a while, when they get up, this is kind of a telltale sign of aging. They're stiff, and there's a little bit of a limp. So, again, I guess physical therapy might be appropriate here.
Absolutely. Senior patients, I think, are ones that we see some of the greatest benefit from. We see senior patients that just kind of slow down and they're just not the same. And normally what we hear is the owner saying, you know, he just doesn't enjoy going for his walks anymore, or he doesn't want to play ball anymore, or he's having trouble getting up and going. And a lot of the times you'll see one of those animals, if you look, you'll notice that their legs are thin, they don't have a whole lot of muscle. And the less muscle mass they have, the more stress they have on their joints. So they are going to be more painful when they try to move, when they try to get up. And we don't want to see these pets lying around painful, not having a good quality of life. So what we focus on with our senior patients is quality of life, building some of that muscle tone up, helping control some of that pain, and helping these pets get back to as normal of a life as they can. And it's very realistic to expect these dogs to maybe not go for a mile walk anymore, but still enjoy going for walks again, or to be able to get up to go to the bathroom, or just to be a part of the family again so they're not lying there unable to do the things that they enjoy doing.
Sherry, one area that we have not touched on would be an animal, a dog or cat, diagnosed with perhaps an incurable disease, cancer or something else. Should the owner consider rehabilitation therapy at that point?
Absolutely. Now, rehabilitation obviously is not going to cure something like cancer or a lifelong chronic condition. But anytime the body is going through stress, stress or one of these chronic conditions, the body compensates. So if we have cancer in a limb, we shift our weight someplace else to take the stress off that limb. If we have cancer in our abdomen, you know, we posture different. So what rehabilitation can do in those instances is be kind of a support, meaning that we can help alleviate some of the stress and some of the pain that is associated with those conditions and from compensating for those conditions so the dog is more comfortable while, you know, for whatever duration it has left or while it is going through treatment for that process.
Yeah, because the end result is we want our companion animal to be free of pain, and we want them to enjoy the remaining days that they have, correct?
Absolutely.
Sherry Jersick, thank you very much for being with us, Sherry.
Thank you. You have a good afternoon.
Thanks a lot. Sherry Jersick is with the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson's Companion Animal Rehabilitation Therapy Program, located at North La Canyata Drive and West River Road, and on the web at vscot.com. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, specialty vets for special pets.
Why should you fly at a TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, Cold Road Extension to Sabino Canyon Road, and Speedway from Camino Seco to Houghton. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
One of Broadway's biggest hits is here. Disney and Cameron Mackintosh's Mary Poppins, live on stage. Variety raves Mary Poppins is the rare touring production that over-delivers at every level. And now is your chance to experience it.
Disney's Mary Poppins, May 16th through the 20th at the Tucson Music Hall. Tickets start at $29. Purchase tickets at BroadwayInTucson.com or call 1-800-745-3000.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of our show is made possible in part by a new sponsor. We love Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. Some of the early Arizona painters represented there. Adobe House Antiques, located in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. Stop by, say hello to Penny, the owner, and take a look at that fabulous building, the way they have restored the inside of the building and the items she has, really special things. Well, everyone has heard about how painful shingles infections can be, and if you have had shingles, you know firsthand the misery it creates. Well, new evidence indicates high doses of IV application of vitamin C can bring relief. That's the lead story in the May edition of Nutrition Reporter, published by Jack Chalom. Jack is our monthly contributor on nutrition to the Buckmaster Show. He is a personal nutrition coach. He's based right here in Tucson, one of America's most trusted health writers. He is the author of more than 20 books. His latest book is titled No More Fatigue. Jack, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Bill. Good to be back on the show.
Well, you know, it's good to have you. And shingles is no fun, as you know. And thanks to you, you suggested after you had shingles, you said, Bill, get a shingles shot. And I did.
And the shot basically reduces your risk by about 75%. This is one of the most painful infections / diseases imaginable. And it's caused by the chickenpox virus. And when we have chickenpox as kids, the virus goes dormant. After age 60, your risk starts to really skyrocket. And the virus reemerges. It really damages nerve cells. The study we're talking about was done in Germany, and doctors looked at 67 patients who were treated not with oral vitamin C, which is what most of us are familiar with, but intravenous vitamin C, which is really more in the realm of alternative and complementary therapy. And the doctors gave patients, on average, about 100 grams of vitamin C a day for about 2 weeks. Now, give you some perspective, the recommended daily allowance is 90 milligrams.
Oh, so we're talking big doses.
Yeah,
here.
Thousands of times higher than our dietary needs. But the study showed that it helped. Mm-hmm. And anyone who has had this infection knows they want to do anything that can help. And of course, this sort of treatment works best early in the infection, not so much with the lingering pain 6 months or a year later.
Yeah, because people do have, in many cases, pain for many months afterwards.
Yeah,
even though the blisters are gone. 790-2040, Jack Chalom is with us, the nutrition reporter. If you have any nutrition or supplement questions, Jack would be more than happy to address those. And that front page story, what was it, on May 2nd, you were traveling. I think you were in New Mexico, but I called it to your attention. That was in the Arizona Daily Star, so you could take a look at it. You're the first person I thought of, Jack, when I saw this headline that University of Arizona expert advises against high doses of supplements. Well, what did you think?
Well, you know, it's this sort of crazy thinking. And, you know, one of the things the researcher said was that you don't need supplements if you're eating a good diet. Well, you know, 95% of Americans are not eating a good diet.
They aren't.
And it's kind of like a lot of people on the research end rather than the clinical treatment end don't always connect the dots in terms of real life. The other thing is so many researchers don't even think about measuring vitamin levels. And when they're recommending against supplements and they're saying people don't need them, odds are they've never bothered to measure their own or anyone else's levels of vitamin C or the B vitamins or other nutrients. So without doing that measurement, you know, they're really making an unscientific statement.
Let's get back to the nutrition report of the current issue. Lots of good things in this issue. This is very interesting for any of us who go regularly to the dentist, and I hope all of you do. And, of course, the dental people recommend, what is it, every 2 years? It seems faster than that, but every 2 years you're supposed to have the full mouth x-rays.
Yeah, and a study found that there was a very strong association between dental x-rays and a type of benign brain tumor called meningioma.
Wow.
And any kind of brain tumor, benign or cancerous, is bad. You know, the benign ones can put pressure on brain cells and impair motor abilities, impair thinking processes. The Dental Association came back and said, well, you know, we don't use those intense x-rays anymore. Well, you know, that wasn't true when you and I were kids.
Yeah.
And we really got blasted, and I don't do x-rays less than every 5 years.
Oh, really? So you do the dental x-ray every 5 years instead of the recommended 2 years that the dental folks, when you go to a dentist, they say, come on, it's time, every 2 years.
I'm a little bit cynical, and I think that sometimes the dentists use x-rays as a little bit of a profit center. And do you need it? I mean, if you don't have dental pain, if your teeth are in good shape, if your gums are in good shape, you really don't need frequent x-rays. And I'm willing to go past 5 years to get my next set.
Low vitamin D levels. We've talked about vitamin D so much with you, and we've talked about it with Dr. Victoria Mazes of the Center of Integrative Medicine, who appears on this program once a month as well. And you're saying low vitamin D levels, the research showing, linked to poor outcomes and death.
Yeah, you know, this is interesting. And again, you come back to one of these basic concepts in nutrition. Nutritional deficiencies don't help anyone. And vitamin D, three-quarters of Americans are deficient in it. I mean, this is a major public health crisis. So it's really no big surprise that people who are in ICUs, intensive care units in hospitals, they have a greater risk of mortality if their vitamin D levels are low. And vitamin D supplementation, I think, should be standard in every hospital. Every doctor should be recommending it. And again, to err on the side of caution, it's easy enough to do a blood test for vitamin D levels. But I know a lot of doctors who don't even bother doing the tests anymore because so many patients are deficient.
Yeah, and we're talking about a very small pill will give you, 2,000 IU, up to 5,000 IU of vitamin D daily.
Yeah, and there was just a study published. This will be in my next newsletter. You really need to go up to 5,000 IU a day to boost your levels. 2,000 isn't enough.
Hey, congratulations to Rosemary Brandt, our producer. Rose just tells me that she had her complete physical and she was not deficient, Jack, in vitamin D.
That's great.
Hey, you're one of the, I guess, exceptions to the rule. Vitamin C, we were talking about it. Vitamin C might benefit people with hypertension. So many people have it. So vitamin C supplementation still recommended?
Yeah. This was an interesting little study showing that vitamin C supplements reduced blood pressure a little bit. And who would benefit? Probably people with borderline hypertension, people who whose blood pressure is not high enough to go on drugs. Vitamin C is certainly a lot safer and a lot cheaper than any kind of blood pressure medication.
Where can folks get the Nutrition Reporter?
Go to my website, nutritionreporter.com. I have a year's worth of issues up there for free. There's subscription information. We publish the old-fashioned way, printing and mailing.
I like that. I'm old school. Thank you so much, Jack Chalom.
My pleasure, Bill.
The Buckmaster Show brought to you in part by Flowers Rieger & Associates, Certified Public Accountants, 2919 East Broadway, and on the web at flowersrieger.com. That's going to do it for our midweek edition. Boy, this week has gone fast. Of the Buckmaster Show, we'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, with you at 12:04. Have a great afternoon.
KVOI Cortero Tucson and 930 KAPR Douglas, The Voice, Good News Radio Network.